You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do. Normies bore me, you adore me. Guess we both got that in common. Sense ain't common, so our commas. Why the millions are divided? Tell me something, just this one thing. When you're out of those pajamas, all your pillows weeping willows. I can solve that kind of problem. Lean on me, shawty, I can pay your bill with us. Shoulder boulders like it's nothing, juggling our prohibition. If I lick her, it's a liquor guzzle, gallons of elixir, honey. This ain't funny, drowning in the lake of syrup. Listen, winners often whisper, losers seldom silent, huh? Scenic streets, we get no sleep, busy stunting, saying none. Maybe we can rendezvous. I drive a coupe that's made for two, that's me and you. What else is new? You never know what we might do. Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do. Pardon me, madam, I'm not being random. This is more or less a destined attraction. You flying, I'm showing the flies on the water. Your flight is above what an insect can handle. Get it, how you live it. The ground is for critters, the sky is for winners. Dirt is for losers, I'm not about to eat it. Unless that I hit it, your game's undefeated. Ascension is intimate. Ay, up on a Tuesday, I know that you feeling this. Chocolate Sunday. Ay, ninja to fruit, so I kill it organically. Kill with my cinema, not in the matinee. Oh well, I'm not into manatees. King of the forest, in love with my destiny. Go tell your friends you'll be part of the history.
What up, though? What up, though?
We live tonight, all the way live tonight.
Yay.
Well, I am Chrissy May.
And I'm Berkeley.
And we are
Closet Conversations.
Good evening, everybody.
I'm like, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah. I know what it is. Yeah, go ahead.
That okay. So
I'll
we
get
are
some of this greenery.
Nice. Greenery for this greenery topic.
Absolutely.
Well,
tonight is like a what? 420 pre-party is what we'll call it.
Yeah, 420 pre-party.
The Herbal Essence Fest.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Herbal
Essence Fest.
There you go. Say it again. Okay, I got one more time real fast.
Herbal Essence Fest.
There you go. She got it.
Okay. Well, we definitely got some guests here in
we
the
got
building.
Some nice looking gentlemen in
yes.
here too.
You yes, they smell saying? All good up in here and everything. Cologne in here and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, for real. Well,
who do we have, Chris?
Our first guest, known in the community, let's say that, as T Money. He has a store.
He had a store
called Greener Things, the summer of 2015, off of West 7 Mile. And now, he is the sole owner of a business called Benefits of Nature, which he started in 2017, and I'll let him tell a little bit more about it. Also, Jay Odom is also here as well.
Yeah, I'm just CFO.
Oh, you just CFO? All right. So,
we're calling you CFO, or you are the CFO?
He is the CFO.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to call you CFO.
I just deal with the money.
Money man. Check out Money Man.
Well, welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having
with
us.
That hat on
okay,
now.
Okay. And so who we have here? We have Mr. Leonard.
Yep, Leonard represent Elevated Yogi.
Elevated Yogi.
Elevated Yogi.
420 okay. Friendly. Inside. Sorry, just kidding.
Talk a little bit up on the mic. So
I got it.
Right.
There we go. We get
yeah.
Right. My headphones working? Just kidding.
Okay.
So Yeah, we got Elevated Yogi. Check out his shirt, just in case you're not sure.
Yes. I like it. I like it. Yogi.
With the bleach effect.
Okay,
he's on point. So, yeah, 420, you said yoga studio?
Yep, 420 friendly yoga studio.
So that means we get to smoke while we do yoga?
Yep, smoke and do yoga. We got regular yoga classes. All my instructors are certified.
Ooh.
Got classes 6 days a week, every day but Friday.
Oh, and where you they downtown, right?
Yeah, we right downtown on Jefferson, 2930 East Jefferson.
Love it.
Well, well, yeah. Well.
Well, let's get into it.
I'm telling you. Man. So, nice. T-Money, you can kind of elaborate for me. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Like she said, I started a company with one of my cousins. It was called Greener Things. He showed me how to grow, you know. He's been growing for a long time. So he showed me the game. And I knew that I wanted to own a dispensary once I went to Colorado because my family's from Colorado.
Nice.
And I seen the dispensaries out there and I seen how nice it was and how, you know, it was just, you know, it was just our community being able to do what we do and being able to medicate without using prescription medicines.
Mm,
you know, I was born with liver failure. It's called primary biliary cirrhosis of the liver. And then my liver started attacking other organs, so it gave me pulmonary hypertension.
Okay.
But I never really took any prescription medicines. I always did herbal care for myself.
Love it.
So I always did a lot of research and did my own thing. So I started my company, Benefits of Nature, to be an alternative medicine type of company, you know, to provide herbal care to help people, you know, relieve themselves from different types of pain, different types of symptoms, you know, insomnia, even to curing cancer.
Hey, wow. Let's say it. Put it out there.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely put that in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's real interesting. That is
really
interesting, right? Like, wow. Like all the stuff that.
You know, in my house, I have like a cabinet full of herbs. Everybody like, this is wrong with me, doctor.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, here you go.
Yeah.
Take this.
I'm definitely always been a girl that just always took a lot of vitamins and herbs and pills and stuff
natural
like that.
Way.
Yeah. Yes. Most definitely. Yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
I love this. And Leonard, are we going to call you Elko?
It don't matter.
Okay. Leonard.
All right. What was the question?
So give us like a rundown of if we were to come to your yoga class, like what should we expect?
Mm-hmm.
How much is it? I know you said you had certified, you know, yoga instructors.
Yeah. So classes are $15 for a single class, and if you want a monthly membership, it's $50 for the monthly membership.
Mm.
And when you first get there, we have a smoke sesh before class, and cool 420 friendly.
We bring our own
group of
stuff.
People. Yeah, you bring your own. Everybody brings their own, so it's sort of like a potluck.
I got my Benefits of Nature vape right here. I love it.
Right,
so I can take this with me?
Yeah, you could bring that with you. You could bring it in the yoga room, too, if you want to take a hit before Savasana. Or...
Can't puff it in here, but, you know, you get the picture. Okay.
But, what else?
20-minute smoke session.
30-minute smoke session before class.
Oh, 30 minutes.
I mean, that was like upward, down, downward, dog, or up, down. Legs in the air. I'm sleeping.
Yep. So, for example, tomorrow we got two classes. One is at 6:30. So, we had a smoke session at 6:30. Classes from 7 to 8.
This is in the morning or in the evening?
In the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't do the morning classes yet.
I was about to say.
In the future.
Really?
Yep. So... Not yet. Saturday, the earliest class we have is on Saturday, and that's smoke session 11:30 a.m. And we have yoga from 12 to 1. And normally after class, we have a nice little vegan selection of food.
Really?
People normally have the munchies after class. So
I love it.
Oh, absolutely.
And vegan.
Yeah, all that.
It's so all about munchies. The plant-based lifestyle, plant-based medicine, plant-based food. Just trying to get everybody healthy for real.
That's
so
really
if we're not, you know, I'm not a yoga. I did yoga when I was pregnant for,
I ain't never did yoga.
Watching videos.
I'm so fat.
Beginners, are they welcomed? Like,
for sure. Yep. Classes are great for beginners. We got modifications for all levels. I don't know. Yoga is like green exam, I guess, sometimes. People like yoga. I ain't really messing with that, but.
I was about to ask, are there men in the class?
Yeah. Actually, since we. Add weed to it, we get probably more new people than any than most yoga studios.
Oh, and they have on like what they have on, like they have on gray sweatpants. When they're doing
it, it's all type of sweatpants.
They do.
Uh-huh. Excuse me, they got men Gucci.
Elevated yoga looking. Has to do gray sweatpants for men.
Gray Gucci sweatpants.
I bet, got you.
Yes.
Oh, nice. We got to check it out. We got to check it out.
Yeah, for real.
So I know tomorrow, on a side note, is Nipsey Hussle's funeral. Rest in peace, Nip.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
You know, a good man doing great things in his community. Mm-hmm. I guess I can speak on it. I don't care. Come for me. Anyway, you know, I know that they started it off saying that, oh, this was an attack because of him doing the documentary on Dr. CB. Yes. Mm-hmm. Who obviously has, you know, a variety of cures. Yes.
Yes. A lot of major diseases.
I follow Dr. Sebi.
Nice. Yeah. You've been following him before?
Before. Yeah. Benefits of Nature, I post stuff from Dr. Sebi.
Yeah.
I got to hire We juice every day. I juice every day, every morning.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually follow him, too.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think our community needs more knowledge of, you know, a healthier lifestyle, even, you know, like you said, alternatives to medicine. Rest in peace, Nipsey. I guess we'll take like 60 seconds, you know, to pay our homage to him. We got to put down the guns, pick up a
absolutely.
Book.
Right.
Gain spread some knowledge. The knowledge. Okay. You know.
Amen.
For sure.
60 right now.
Yep. I know you said your reason of why you started, you know, your company. Why did you start the Elevated Yogi?
I was always kind of in the weed industry, but one day I was smoking, hanging out. There was a couple cool girls. Yoganic Flow, her name was Carrie. She always tell me, I'll shout her out on the interview.
Yoganic
so,
Flow, what up,
though? It's called Yoganic Flow. She does classes for the community, free classes.
Okay.
At a couple different spots. But I seen her. She was doing yoga outside near the Coney Island.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like a free class right next to the main Coney Island downtown. So I took that class, and it was actually pretty cool. Mm. And I was talking to Carrie and another instructor, Imani, and they were saying they always smoke before yoga. So, and I talked to a few more people. They said the same thing. So I just said, why not?
What, flexible or calm or?
It's a couple of different things. Yoga got a lot of great benefits. Mm-hmm. It's great for stress relief, sleep, peace of mind.
We all got to go the same
day. Yeah, I'll be there.
We all go on the same day. We had
right.
Yoga Thursdays.
Right. Yoga Thursdays.
They're going to start with eggs and shrimp.
Sure. At Elevated Yogi.
Eggs and shrimp.
Yeah. Inside organic
weed.
I'm
bringing edibles.
Right, for real.
I have to do
it's
that.
Like a potluck before class all the time. Students bring edibles. Okay. They bring their bongs, their favorite smoking tools. It's a little bit of everything. Wow. It's different every day, different people, different instructors every day. And we got different food. A lot of times we adding food to pretty much every class. Thursday, we always have food on Thursday.
Can we have birthday? I know you wanted to ask them something too, but can we, like, if I wanted to celebrate, you know, my 30-something birthday when it comes up in November. Ooh.
My 30-something.
You know what?
Stop being messy. I'm 22.
Yeah, but we did a couple birthday parties this year. So whenever you want to
private party,
you can do private parties.
Sure.
And all
anytime we got free time on our schedule, you could book a private party.
I can't have like a DJ in there or anything, right? But I could just have like an edible yoga, like just
it's a calm. It's
calm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we
they don't want to turn up.
So
I mean,
how we pumping?
No Tatiana.
Can't Tatiana in there?
Or it's a practice. Yoga, it's a practice for real. It's a little bit of everything. If it's your birthday and you prefer like a trap yoga class, you want
trap yoga.
With weed.
Don't nobody steal that. My brother owns that. Trap yoga.
Yeah. So however you really want it, if it's your birthday, we could tailor a class to
really
however you want it to be.
Nice.
It could be a slow flow, a vinyasa, a yin class.
I mean, I'm gonna bring, you know, decent people in there. Everybody in there gonna have class, you know.
Except for me.
and she's harmless. She's just a social butterfly.
I love it.
I love that. I love that. Wow.
Well, I do have a question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
So a lot of connoisseurs do a lot of yoga. And
right.
It's beneficial for a lot of people. A lot of men think it's not their route. I know it's a hard thing. Yoga's not easy.
I heard.
The educated man, you know, we know it's not easy. So how do you have ways to make it more men be adeptus
to having that type of atmosphere? Mm-hmm. Like, how do we get involved without feeling some kind of way?
FSKW. I think that's what they said.
They don't want to be in there, you know, plieing and feeling feminine. Yeah. Like, how is it? Is yoga masculine?
Like,
how,
what do we wear? Like, do we wear the hoodies?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you could wear a regular Nike sweatsuit, and it's like whatever, okay. anything that's kind of stretchy. Whatever you hoop in, you could wear. If you got some hoop shorts, regular T-shirt, you could throw that on. She said throw the gray sweats on. That's what she wanted.
Everybody like gray sweats.
Just make sure you have every girl around you at the other little mat, so when they bend over and you'll get the chance to see everything. Yoga, you know,
yoga,
live a little.
This one of the benefits of that prop. One law, though, you know, to making it recreational.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is how businesses can get started.
I love
that's
it.
That's why I love that.
You know? I was you about see, that's to why bring
I'm
here, that
you know, that's sure. why I'm here. I'm CFR, like the JV. We'll talk later, you know.
Right, right.
There's some JV opportunities where we have our benefits nature involved with the yoga.
Yeah, absolutely, it. Yeah, where they can
our materials inside the food.
Yeah.
Our materials inside the drink.
Okay, okay. For sure. So you guys, I know that, so by the way, T-Money is
T-Money.
Like my, like one of my best like male friends. He's pretty much like a brother to me, and we were like born on the block together. Shout out to Plainview.
We learned how to hustle together.
We learned how to hustle together. We learned how to grind together, and we just, you know, we're extremely close. So yeah, he's definitely, I love him to death, and I'm really proud and glad to see that, you know, you're doing well for yourself and you have this business. And, you know, and I'm not really like a smoker, but, you know, and I've tried a few of your products and I like them.
Hey, I'm proud and hey, I'm pleased to be here with you.
Yeah, you know,
you doing your dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I know you gave me the Fruity Pebbles edibles. What other kind of things do you have?
I make all types of edibles.
I like the happy weed, the sativa.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in that month knocked out and
I'm
shit.
I'm a sativa
I be
smoker
to...
just like
okay,
you.
Good.
You know, I don't want to be.
Yeah,
I'm not a
couch
life
person. I didn't even know that was a such thing.
Yeah. Okay. Those are different.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But edibles, I got everything. You know, I mean, you can go on my website. I got it from jelly beans to hot chips.
Mm.
So, I do all different types of things that people haven't done yet.
Like right. Real hot chips.
Yeah, like hot Cheetos.
Oh.
Yeah, I got some in the car. You know, y'all want some? I'll get y'all some.
Oh, dang,
I leave
some
Kool-Aids, hot
right.
chips, all that
that's
good
not
stuff.
Like smoke or like.
That shit's not in the car. It's not in the car yet. Just hold on.
Right,
man.
Dave?
It's legal.
We could have ate some Cheetos in here, right? it's not going to smell, is it? Oh, yeah, see.
I got Doritos in the car.
Oh, Doritos, hot Cheetos.
Hot corn chips.
You gave me a bar. It looked like it was kind of caramel. What was it?
It was a chocolate caramel bar.
Chocolate caramel bar. Yeah. That was pretty delicious,
yeah,
too.
It was like a caramel. I used to love them caramels back in the day.
Oh.
See,
okay.
Edibles.
Love it.
It's
all about the baker. You know? It's all about the ingredients.
No,
you know?
I've had some awesome edibles. You know what I'm saying? That were just like,
I know,
oh my
of course
God,
you
it's
do the brownies,
so
right?
Good. Yes, brownies, of course. Yeah. And
but see, a lot of people don't
Sour
know
Sour Patch
the beginning.
Kids and all that stuff. But I didn't know that you're supposed to eat like a little bit.
Yeah. Okay? See, that's what I was about to say. In the beginning, when Denver started, they had people that committed suicide and did crazy stuff. It wasn't because of the
I just called off work.
They had an overdose of marijuana. But that happened. So you have to always label your products. You have to have the instructions on there, what's the ingredients
right.
in there. You know, you can give somebody something that can't have peanuts.
Right.
They're allergic to coconut oil.
That's good.
Anything.
Right. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Ingredients.
Yeah.
Tell me how much THC is in there.
Yeah, you gotta get it tested.
Hood. Like, here, eat a brownie. Mm-hmm. I ate like three of them things. Smoked a blunt on the way home and had some gummy bears.
They kicked in later.
I was like, I'm not high yet. What?
You had a great
I
night.
I was screaming. Or like, sleepy night. I'm
you
about
been
to sleep. Die.
See, that's why we get our products
I need to be
tested.
Close. It was one of those.
Too
I was
high.
Too high.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my God. You know, because it didn't kick in fast enough.
That's why.
But, yeah. Wow. Had to call off work because I was high all the next day.
Yeah, I understand. I
was
bad,
crying.
I have bad insomnia. Yeah. I take a tincture shot every night just to go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
So what happened at work?
But
did
now
you,
I know. Just have
excuse
a
me.
Piece.
Hey, yo. What happened at work? You drug tested?
Did you drug tested? Did you get naked at work?
I didn't go to work.
Still that info.
I didn't go to work.
You gotta go to concerts real quick. Just shoot up the street
for me. No, sir. No, but that's cool. Funny. I love it. I've been waiting for like this day. Okay, this is legal.
Right.
We're
you know
making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, and everybody can kind of partake in it, even if they not
all entrepreneurs.
Just don't drive high. It's just like drinking and driving. Please don't do it. I know so many people that's going through it. Just don't drive high. And if you do, you're some fuzzy. No,
operating while visibly impaired. Right. Absolutely. So like Hash Bash or something like that. I know they just had one in Ann Arbor.
This past weekend.
Ann Arbor. Yep, I've never been. How was Hash Bash? Because I might just want to just go and, you know.
Hash Bash is amazing. I mean, you meet so many good people with good attitudes, you know, free spirits.
Yeah, everybody high.
I mean, hey, you know, everybody happy. When you're high, you happy, right?
Hungry, happy. Hungry, happy, sleepy.
Right.
So everybody's friendly. You feel like you down south.
Nice.
Yeah, they have a Bob Marley fest
in Austin because I lived there for 8 years before I moved back home. And the Bob Marley fest is amazing. They be all on Austin. Like, the police be walking around. Everybody just be smoking.
The police don't
and
care?
No, you can smoke and you can drink and you can just be merry. It's wonderful. I just go and just get high off contact because I'm not a smoker. So I just go and be drunk, have my little flask, and be high as a kite. It's amazing. So, yeah. So if ours can get to that level, that's going to be major.
Is it about how many people is our president has?
That's hard. This was the most crowded Hash Bash so far. It's our first legal Hash Bash. I actually missed it. I didn't even go.
How many people was there?
Did you go?
I honestly didn't make it.
I couldn't even tell you.
I know at the Bar Marley Fest, there's like thousands and thousands of people. There's like 10,000 people, if not more, there. It's completely crowded. And they have like little stands where, you know, different vendors be selling their stuff, they different products and everything, and you know, they got food there and all that, but it's like a big open space, and then they got like a whole bunch of music. It's almost kind of like a livestock.
Okay.
Almost kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
they got crazy little buses you get on. They don't move, you know, but you get on them, you do your thing.
Yeah, it's
whatever
fun.
Concentrates, like, you medicate, flower, however you do it.
Right. Yeah. So you don't have to necessarily be a smoker. You can just go and just enjoy the festivities.
I'm not a big smoker.
Yeah, you're right.
I like edibles. You know, I love my lungs. Mm-hmm, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
You can
get lung cancer from smoking them blunts.
Mm-hmm. True, backwards.
I push for people to smoke joints.
I know you look like
you smoking. And joints ain't even that good.
Wait, do that one more time.
Do it again.
Don't get my CFO started. He's working right now. He ain't off. He's working right now. He's not off.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, God, it's good. One more time.
This is all business.
Oh, well.
You got a girlfriend or something?
Here, go.
See,
this is how it starts.
You know,
you talking about
gave us the business. Do that shit one more time, bro. No, just your tongue is fine, or are you trying to show your lungs?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's see
that
your
bad boy like a paddle, ain't it? Okay, Lord. Okay, it's over with.
All right.
All right.
I got to take it no more.
Gosh. All right. So what were we talking about?
I don't know.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Green.
Yes. So for people, I don't know the process to like get your card or whatever, or I don't know.
Yeah, we actually got a doctor.
Sorry, I was unprofessional, man. I was really supposed to carry the materials.
This is part of the conversation. So you must have never seen our show.
Got a doctor present over there.
You must have never seen our show. Major Cancer Clinic there.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I forget the exact hours, but I think it's Tuesday 11 to 2, Thursday 11 to 3, and Friday 3 to 7.
Hey, all of our followers, y'all hear that?
Okay.
Y'all can go there and get y'all certified.
Right.
So you have to have
an element
of some sort, or
You gotta have a lot of things justify cannabis use.
Okay.
It's a preferred medication.
Y'all can have a Lepatron, help yourself, do what y'all gotta do.
Let me see. I took edible before I came here, but it's okay. Like it's so many different conditions you can get certified for.
Really?
That's cool.
Okay, but they do it. What's the price?
Any pain that you have.
Is there a price?
Yep, $75. It's $75 for the doctor's visit. Then you also have to have
Medicaid or anything pay for that? Here I go.
No, I don't think it does.
No. And no. You heard me just say Medicaid pay for that?
No, they don't do it anymore.
Oh, they used to?
So your own private insurance.
No, you have to pay for it. It's just $75.
You got to pay $65 more to send it off to the state. So then you're good to go.
And that's for a caregiver, right?
I mean, that's a patient. I think for caregiver, it's $75. I'm not sure the specifics, but it's around $150.
Okay.
Around $130 through $200. Okay. You'll be good to go for sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm the money man, so we're going to partner and shit. So you got to worry about it.
We're going to put all this together. It might be $10 more than what he's saying. But we're going to help you out. We're going to make sure this conglomeration come together where it's benefits to all nature.
The money man, a.k.a. the tongue.
And it still benefits to having your card.
I established the contract. You know, we're going to do this yoga thing. This yoga thing going to be powerful. You have no idea how powerful the yoga thing is. Most of our clients are yoga clients. Mm-hmm. They come early in the morning, yoga at 7:30. I'm like, how you doing it?
Hey, baby.
But I need some good tree. It's like a relaxation.
Wow.
For sure.
We in there for you. Mm-hmm. We'll put the play together. We ain't even started yet.
Nice.
That's what's up. Yay.
Are there any events going on for 420? Let's talk about that. Are you a part of that? Of course, we're going to be at Elevated Yogi. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, and we can buy a t-shirt or a sweatshirt or something while we're there.
Yep, for sure.
420, I have a lot of events coming up. You're just going to have to see them on my Instagram.
Okay.
Some I can't say. Some is coming.
And so what's your Instagram?
Benefits of nature.
All right, benefits of nature.
Benefits of nature. You said Elevated Yogi.
Elevated Yogi.
And you said you have up on the gram.
A class or something?
We got some events coming up.
Yeah, 420. We got a special class, 420.
Okay.
Come check it out.
420. Sweet.
It is a benefits of nature event.
Here go. You know, I always start being personal. Like, so.
So. All right, a little bit more. Let me see. As far as. When do you guys feel that marijuana, you know, or just the, you know, personal use and things like that is going to be just the estimate of your opinion or whatever of time? When do you think it's going to be legal in all 50 states?
Don't know. We're the ninth state. We're the first state on the Midwest side. So
it's a shift, man. I think we got over 50% of the states right now. So it's happening one by one. It's for sure going to happen eventually. What was the question? When exactly do we think it's going to happen?
Like, when it's going to be legal? The whole states of America.
Like Canada.
America, yeah.
I say slavery times. I say cut in half, 120 years. I give it 120.
Because you probably
we're not going to see it.
We're not going to see it.
About 20. Because
you got
2030.
Nah, we a good 5 years off. Maybe.
But what about those southern states and those states below the Bible Belt?
Yeah, I think
that
the red states going to be the hardest problem. It's going to be like a civil thing.
Right.
It's going to be a civil thing. I think it's going to be a civil thing.
Okay.
It's one of those things where it's not even just a state issue. Like the big issue that, I mean, even these guys running legal businesses right now face, which is one of the huge issues out in like Washington and the other states that have legalized it, is that it's still federally illegal. It is still a Schedule I controlled substance.
And so
like they have problems depositing money in banks.
Yeah. Right.
Because
that's my job.
You can't get insurance. I mean, like, you know, I've talked with a lot of we actually had a guest on our show, a former Secret Service agent who does specifically consulting for dispensaries and weed companies and that kind of stuff, because it's a very different set of challenges. That's the thing. I mean, you can have states legalize it all they want. The DEA could knock on the door tomorrow and seize everything because it's still a federal issue. I mean, and that's where you have to look. It's not the states making it legal. When is it going to come off the federal registry? Yep.
That takes about 125 years, like I said.
I was correct the first time. So that's what I was. As CFO, you know, that's what I do. I can help the banks, you know, all you guys. But anyway, don't record that one. But I feel you on that one. Yeah, I agree with him.
For sure. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a little bit sooner than 20 years. I feel like people are a little more educated now. There's more and more people smoking. More and more people are finding out about the benefits of cannabis, different things that it can help you with. Mm-hmm. How it's a lot better than opioids or a lot of the prescription medications.
Right.
So people are a lot smarter nowadays. So
My whole thing be
I
that,
like
that
5 years.
You know the laws that my that he created, the things that he put in place for beneficial nature is really were going on before these laws, and I think that they put themselves in a position to make it a controlled substance when it shouldn't have been. So I think that they put it in a category that should have been in from day one, and so it's hard to get out that category.
Well, you know
CBD
why?
CBD
right?
is amazing.
Sure. You know why?
Turn
right?
on your mic, honey.
Yeah, it's on. Oh. Yeah. Hemp threatened the cotton industry.
Yeah.
That's why it became a Schedule I narcotic. Was to keep it, was to try to pretend that was like part of the whole, like, again, kind of getting back to slavery.
But I said
the part of the Civil War deal that nobody really talks about is, all right, you guys want your cotton and that's fine. Yep. The North has been working with this hemp thing. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure that's no threat to your industry if you want to go ahead and sign on the dotted line.
You know, I do read. I just don't look like this. But
he wouldn't be the CFO of my company.
You know, so right. I just look like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm very intelligent to the company. So
when's your birthday, sir?
Oh, I'm a Capricorn, January 7th.
Money.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
I'm a Pisces, March 12th.
Yeah, I love Pisces.
August 26th, Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I knew he was a
Virgo.
All this time.
Larry seemed like he's nice, though. He might be a little different.
My kid is a Virgo.
He might be a little different.
Well, Virgo's not normally nice.
They be lying all the time. Just lying all the time.
You just had a bad experience.
Something like that. You outgrow it.
You're going to bring it in and change some things. That's what's up.
That was horoscope perception. Be personal.
Shut your ass up.
I
cuss on here.
Oh, cool. I am a Christian. I know. You know.
My child is a Virgo.
I am a Christian.
So
I
got to
be a Christian first.
Oh, you got to be a Christian. What?
And foremost.
For the next, like,
look,
what, 10 minutes?
Look, God wouldn't want to disbelieve in the weed. It was these motherfuckers. I didn't do it. Right. He didn't do it. It was the pilgrims.
Oh, okay.
They stopped the weed.
Well, it's back. Cannabis is back, and you know, it's just this this whole marijuana industry is like really interesting to me. I just think that it threats as a great opportunity to become like entrepreneurs and you know, go into business for yourselves and you know, do different things like that, and it just expands, you know, people to, you know,
I'm like this.
Herbal lifestyle.
21 years, no prescription medicines.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Still here. I've seen them.
Doctors told me, 25, they was like, oh, your liver going to fail.
I'm living truth.
38, just turned it.
Yep.
38, feeling great. Right.
38, feeling great, still look good.
Mm-hmm. You do, you do.
He
you
did
do,
the
bro.
Thing.
Amen.
This company wasn't started because of a name. He did it.
Right.
He walking proof of benefits of nature.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely.
I wanted to be the first disabled person to own a dispensary. That was my goal. Now I got different goals.
Yep.
Okay, nice.
He don't take them Monday through Sundays. You know what them pills look like. Hey, I'm telling you, he don't do it. He got his own scripts laid out. From benefits of nature.
With the young generation, the younger generation.
Damn, we old?
Yeah, we are. How old are you?
37. I'm gold.
I guess I was like Dr. Sebi. They killed my benefits of nature herbal.
When you 37,
and I ain't post nothing.
We're older. We're definitely uncle, uncle and auntie almost. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, shit. We ain't no milfs yet.
29.
Oh, okay. See, he's in that little age.
But we not milfs.
How do
or
you
nothing at all?
No, I've been a milf, honey.
No, I've been a.
You've been a milf.
Cheers to that. I've been a milf. Yes.
I ain't clean.
My son is not.
I ain't clean.
But like I was saying, you know, how do we influence? I know it's a lot of other drugs. You talk about the opioids, and this shit is crazy out here. Like, I mean, if you want, I mean, not to influence young people. Yeah, can we turn off the air?
Yeah, it's freezing in here.
It's ice cubes up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nipples hard,
though.
I'm Who nipples hard? Let me see.
Not tonight.
I'm a boy.
I'm a boy.
Right.
I had my coat off for a minute.
Bro, nigga.
I was like, the temperature has dropped outside. Like, huh.
Thank you, Dave, because sometimes it does get hot. We appreciate it.
Oh,
how do we influence? I mean, I'm not trying to influence any young person to use marijuana. You know what I'm saying? But
21 and older.
Okay. Like with the fascination or the trendiness of Papa Molly and doing all this crazy shit that people are doing, how would we kind of like, you know, go more natural in a way? You know what I'm saying? Like when you're high off marijuana, you don't do all the crazy shit that you do. You know, you see what I'm saying?
And there's like,
what did you say?
The OD and all that.
No, he can't answer that question. I will publish this too. He can't answer that.
Okay.
We gonna skip that question next.
But on the other side of that, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, bro.
They don't have to go straight to marijuana. You know, my company is not just a marijuana company. You know, it's all about herbal care. You know, you have to learn what you're putting in your body. You know, and
thank you.
The things that you eat, Google them, search them, just like you on social media all day. Mm-hmm. Google things that you put in your own temple.
Molly.
I mean, because this temple
Side
you
effects
got,
of Molly.
Hey, once it breaks down, you can't reverse that. Mm-hmm. It's no reverse when something breaks. You know, if you break your arm, what you gonna do? Put it in reverse? No, you got to deal with that pain and figure it out. It could be a life thing that goes your whole life. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're doing now. Put good things in your body. Hey, you gotta benefit from nature. Mm-hmm. That's why I started this company. You know, nature got everything for us.
Right.
You know, out here, it's putting us down. All them parasites in you and all that stuff, you can get it out of you. That's what Dr. CB preached. You know, all them parasites in us, you can get all that out of you easily. Go on a green diet. Do the celery diet. I juice every morning. No matter what I eat.
What are we juicing? Tell me.
Yeah.
What I juice was beneficial for me. But things that's beneficial for everybody is like ginger.
Right.
Celery.
Okay.
You know,
carrots,
cucumbers.
Apples.
I don't do carrots.
Uh-oh. No carrots for your eyes.
To me, carrots is a man-made vegetable.
Really?
But that's me doing my research.
Okay.
It's not nothing that I'm pushing on everybody else. Like, I don't eat broccoli either.
You know
what I'm saying?
Why not broccoli?
Dr. Sammy said don't eat broccoli. But I did my own research. Mm-hmm. Broccoli is man-made to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to...
Is cabbage man-made too? Some of it?
Yeah. I eat cabbage though.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I heard about
I'm Korean in nature. My mother's Korean. Right. I eat kimchi all the time. I love kimchi.
Your mom's Korean?
Yes, she is.
Can I see her eyes?
Uh-huh. Korean.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got these on because I'm blind.
How did it feel?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say yo. Helps me out.
That's what
Korean church.
You have a say yo. Yes, I had a Korean roommate in New York.
Oh,
interesting.
Nice.
Yes. Shout out to you.
Nice. That's what's up.
Love
wow.
it.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. So definitely have to be aware of things that you're putting into your body.
And there's so much information out there nowadays. Just free information. All you got to do is go online. Every individual, he going to make his choices. But you just got to stay on a premium fuel. There's people out here, they doing all type of stuff. They would never put like 87 fuel in their car, but they eating like the craziest
McDonald's.
87, worse than 87
oh God,
fuel
please,
type of food,
McDonald's.
Putting it in their body. So,
yeah.
It's just about doing your research.
Are you vegan now?
I'm veganish, real veganish. I'm probably
okay.
Are you a raw vegan?
I'm close to veganish too.
Nah, I'm not a raw vegan.
You're not a raw vegan?
I'm like 85-90% vegan probably. Like, I ain't going to hold my auntie if she got her little recipe she's been cooking for a long time. I might show her
chitlins?
Some Nah, I can't do chitlins.
Oh, okay. I'm like, chitlins,
what, some kind of, like, potatoes
Christmas?
Or some kind of starch or something?
Yeah,
he's
little,
in it.
You better than
yeah.
us.
You can do potatoes.
No, not in the chitlins shit.
70-30.
Right. I'm smashing chitlins.
I'm getting there, though. I'm getting better.
I'm going to eat it once a year.
There's a viewer that asks, and what do you put on your skin? You guys have nice skin, I guess.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
black, but let me say something.
Okay. What do you use on
melatonin?
Your skin? Melatonin,
black seed oil.
Black seed oil.
Black seed oil.
I use coconut oil, black seed oil.
Biologist, that you know,
no lotion.
I actually just got this little neem oil,
type
of thing, but it kind of stinks, so it kind of fuck with
does.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, I put neem oil on my plants.
It's good for your skin for sure. Yeah.
See, I'm a grower, so I put neem oil.
I'm gonna say something right now. I cannot put on my skin what he put on his skin.
Right.
That's facts.
And Neem oil is not.
That shit breaks me out what he's doing on his skin. Because he's a different
some
type
kind
of culture.
Reaction. Yeah.
It don't work for me.
Yeah.
I use a scrub. Like, I can't shave below a certain level because of a certain skin. Like okay. I say, so it's different for me and him.
I was just about to say something ignorant
because
I'm ignorant.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Don't say it. This is you. He's Oriental and you're Oriental. Yeah, I'm black.
I'm all the way black.
You know, I'm black.
Like,
black. I'm Oriental,
but I'm 6'6".
Yeah. Oh, that part. Oh.
He's not a short Oriental. Yeah, he's not. No, he's saying not a short Oriental.
Yeah, no.
Most of them are short. This nigga's not one of them.
I'm that nigga.
I mean, my facts.
I'm 6'6", that nigga. Yeah, for real.
But yeah, I want to say something back to the questions I ain't asked yet.
I did too. I want to say something.
You know, the skin thing is that's pretty. You know, that was a good question. That's cool. But this one right here is real deep.
Good question.
So I think that everybody got off the goddamn subject. I'm gonna be 100.
Yeah, see, I talk about CFO questions. Shit.
I talk about money, so I stick to the script. I'm a Capricorn.
Get a hat like
she
that.
Asked, what do you do about the kids that do other drugs? Hey, I should do with other right. eating shit. I don't know where they got to the eating and I'm vegan shit.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. Talk about what you put in your body.
I'm gonna tell you right now. We all adults.
Okay, please.
Now, we all grew up.
Okay.
We all grew up in the 90s, I oppose, or okay, maybe 80s. No, it's 2000s, 80s. Listen, at the end of the day, he's younger than us. Young. No, not to say no, he's 29, so we in the 37s. We about 10 years old.
Yeah.
So our genre, I don't give a fuck what we ate. That's not killing us. What's killing us is the things they really created now. See, here's the deal. That's the problem. We were talking about the drugs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can't control what drugs are being done by these young motherfuckers. Here's the deal. You can give them a joint at this age now. You can't say 21. You would rather get that shit to them at now at 16. They smoking jewels, doing coke, doing pills at 16. You can't control that shit. How can you control that shit? So you can't coach nobody what the hell going on with these kids. These kids don't they drinking lean off their parents' cabinets. They drinking NyQuil off the shelf at Walmart. How can you control that?
Damn.
This shit done changed.
Yeah.
The only thing you could do is represent Benefits of Nature as a cause.
Yeah. Benefits of Nature.
Let me tell you why.
Benefits of Nature.
Let me tell you why Benefits of Nature is a cause. Because all organic products, okay, for one.
Okay.
In Canada, you got to be over 18, but I guess you got to be 21 here.
Okay.
Let's leave it at that.
Right.
Okay, that's a problem by itself, which means that our thinking process in America is not there. They've been drinking since before us.
That's true.
They've been doing everything before us because our thinking has been immature.
How far ahead are they, though?
Well,
are
as far like, as
are they like, are they like China?
No, they're exactly like us. Same next door.
Korea, are they
ignorant motherfuckers? And he's got a
DUI. Is a felony in Canada.
It's a felony in Canada. Yes,
that means we do not need to follow.
I can't go to Canada.
No, it's as far as
we need to follow whatever's going to provide that education and push our country forward.
When do you think the process of marijuana should be distributed? 16, 18, or 21?
Be our thing. Make America great.
16, 18, or 21?
When did anybody start experiencing weed?
I started.
Say something. CBD or THC? CBD could be way younger.
You didn't know. Shit.
They give CBD to babies.
I mean, I say CBD they give to babies. But when we were in high school,
I was Adderall and shit.
Oh my God, 13. Oh my God. That's awesome.
Exactly what it was.
Was it 21?
We found the little joints and we wanted to try.
And
they
helped the babies.
Hey, get this. You hear this? Hold on. Did you hear that?
I was probably like 16.
Don't say it because I gotta have all the knowledge.
Don't get all knowledge. That one. Don't get nothing.
Oh, no, okay. Wait. Did you catch that? No. He said something about they give something to babies.
No, he didn't.
At a certain amount of months. Write that something off. Like that.
He didn't. He said baby formula.
Oh.
Yeah. But he lashed him. All right. Go ahead. Back to what you're saying.
Oh, nice.
Take that off the air. Ooh. Nobody heard that.
Oh, nobody heard that?
You missed it too?
No. What'd he say? That's right. What'd he say? It's recorded. So how the hell you ain't going to repeat yourself? You already? We're going to go back and play the shit. Like,
I'm pretty sure my friend's telling you. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, that's
Googleable.
I tried it at 13.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's Googleable.
Yeah, and it was just like tales that we found in Ladon's ashtray.
We was going to homecoming at 4, and I mean, I would like hit a.
We can all agree in this room right now, man. The drugs nowadays, we don't understand.
I've never done Molly or anything like that.
It's way worse than that.
I've never done, like, Molly was popping.
A cup up and drink some syrup.
I've never done that either. I made a mistake and mixed the cough syrup.
Let's get back on y'all's subject. Yes. What are we on? Let's get back on that subject.
It's weed syrup, too.
I'm with the mushrooms. Mushrooms
kind of nice. I'm a CEO. I have to go. You know, my company. Interesting experience. I'm a very busy man. You know, I broke down some of my time for y'all.
We got 5 minutes.
What are your 5-year plans? Let's go for your business.
Boom.
A 5-year plan is for me to be in every state. I'm trying to jump in front of the gun. You know, Illinois is coming along, so that's going to be one of the next states for sure. So I have a lot of family out there, and that's really one of my big 5-year plans, is to get out there with them.
Okay. Cool.
What
cool.
about you, Leonard? Right,
I'm doing online yoga classes. That's yours? One of the things. Online yoga, looking to open more yoga studios.
Online yoga?
Yeah, for sure.
So like the YouTube videos and stuff?
Yeah, yoga.
You've been like watching on TV and like working it out.
Do it live, YouTube. Love it. We got a couple of different things we're working on right now. Man. I got a couple of yoga classes.
And I
got
an Ray's online Leonard. Yoga class. I just want to pat myself on the shoulder right now. You know what I'm saying? This is my baby. Yeah. Yes, neighbor, big sister. Yeah.
Aww.
But yeah, online yoga classes, more private yoga classes if you want to book a party.
Right. Okay.
Just choose your instructor, choose the time, choose the type of class that you want. We want to make that a little more accessible. And just get more people up on this healthy lifestyle.
I love it.
My bad, I ain't no host, but how much is the yoga classes again for people?
Yoga classes are only $15 per class.
That's what I'm talking about.
$50 for a monthly unlimited membership.
Yeah, definitely go show him support.
I'm going to be doing that $50 boy.
Yeah, show him support at Elevate.
Yogi.
Yeah. Benefits
and Nature, we're
going
to
be out there.
Once again, we CFOs, we got some specials coming up.
Say that again.
It's going to come with a 3-5 and a yoga lesson. We'll work all the numbers out. The numbers going to be good.
We actually had dispensaries that sponsor yoga classes. They say the class is free for all of their patients.
CFO. Yeah. All right.
You're going to pay for it.
Money
pay
for it.
But,
All right. Yeah. Get it. All right, money man.
Right now, we got Utopia Gardens. They sponsor class every Sunday. So class is free for all medical marijuana patients.
I want to go in there. Okay.
And if any other dispensary is looking to sponsor a free class sometime during the week, we're open to different people sponsoring class as well if they want to.
I'm not a dispensary. You know, I'm a delivery service and I have a different type of company, but I would love to get with you and I'll sponsor a class, you know, especially for my... Yeah.
The Black Business Connection.
And also sponsor our show, Closet Conversations, please.
Definitely.
Like, that part, you know?
For sure. And for your sponsorship.
This is just a magical night. Just a magical high night. You know, probably some of us are on some herbs, some of us are not.
And I appreciate it. For your sponsorship, we'll set you up a little booth and you could just... hang out at the yoga class, maybe take class, and just educate people on just those different nature solutions.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yes. Hey, I want to learn yoga. So, hey,
I do.
Right, me too.
This is a treat for me.
I do too. Yeah.
Every man has
Dave,
to wear
don't you want
to
learn yoga?
And gray sweatpants.
No. But not yoga.
I'm wearing some compression pants.
I'm the old dog new tricks thing. I just did it.
Nike compression pants. I will not be wearing yoga. That's what you hoop in.
No.
With
gray
sweatpants
on. For real,
no. I can honestly say I do not own gray sweatpants.
Dang.
We're going to get you a pair, honey.
You said I got to wear ball shorts. I got my ball shorts. I got my basketball shorts.
I'm going
to
make you some gray little
hair
pants.
Right, okay. I'm going to make some Berkeley gray
Back in the day, I did have hammer pants. I did have my MC Hammer hair.
MC Hammer pants. Okay. Oh, yeah. Very interesting.
Yes. Well, if we go to yoga, we'll just come one time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go watch if y'all are going to do it.
Yeah, come check it out.
you got to come and join.
Right.
If I'm going to do it, you got to do it with me. Yeah, please.
Yoga, it's not about being flexible. It's not about being able to stretch a certain way.
Flexible in that way.
It's really just about the power of practice. Like accepting where you are at this point and just being willing to practice and move forward. Mm-hmm. So it's not for real
testing
flexible people. I got older people that come to yoga class. I got people that are like, some people 60 plus come to yoga class.
Okay.
Grandma, don't show me out.
It's mental is what he's saying. It's mental
Yeah, it's all
too.
A mental thing.
It's physical, it's mental, everything. It's so much deeper. Yeah.
It's way deeper than just the physical postures. It's more of a mental thing than it is physical, for real.
I don't know if people meditate, but it's like falling into a deep meditation.
It's a moving meditation, for sure. One of my yoga instructors described it as a moving
meditation. I'm deep with it. Yeah, hey, that's why I'm coming. That's why I'm going to be there. Why?
You're going to
be
sitting there
doing all that crazy. You're going to be like...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I take the yoga classes myself, so that's a good experience.
Wow, we got 3 minutes left. This was so nice to have our special guest on here, you know, just talking about the cannabis industry and, you know, how it's getting bigger and it's booming and it's just a
opportunities. Do your research right now, because I'm telling you, you can You can get in.
Time is now, man.
And the time is now.
You don't have to be
now.
Superman okay. to compete in this industry.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, if you got an idea, you just gotta do it. The main thing is just to do it. Once you start doing stuff, get behind it, push whatever you feeling.
Right.
Don't try to follow other people. Do your own thing.
Right.
Do your own research. Research. Right. There's so much information out there. All you gotta do is gather that information and you could do your thing for running the cannabis industry right now.
Wow.
And talk to some lawyers. They give you advice.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I pay for advice. I
for
talk
sure.
to lawyers.
There you go.
You know, I am on the laws because I wanna open up something.
Yeah, know your risk. No matter what it is you do, you know your risk. Talk to your lawyers for sure.
And it's not federally legal yet, just like he said over here. It's not federally legal. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just call you he.
Dave is the owner on everything.
That guy over there.
Yeah. He's our Howard Stern. You know, he just comes through
fresh from Howard Stern. Howard Stern, cool. But, killing him.
Dave killing it.
Most definitely thank you to, you know, T-Money with Benefits of Nature, Leonard with Elevated Yoga. You know, we got the
Money
CFO
Man
up.
With that tongue. Let's see that tongue one more time. My sister want to see that tongue.
Yes.
If you that shit cost how much? $19.95.
You was fucking. Excuse me, messing up.
Mic's up. She can't see it.
You Money
Sorry.
Man.
Y'all play too much. Well, shout out y'all Instagram.
Please.
Shout out y'all Instagram, Facebook, and how to get in contact.
Benefits of Nature Instagram. Anthony B. Grinding on Facebook. I'm sorry, I don't have a Facebook yet.
I'm not very.
Grounds.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's fine.
I got him. Waldo. I'm sorry. Waldo on IG.
The tongue.
Where's Waldo, Remy?
Where's Waldo?
Okay.
I'm on it.
All right. And I'm Elevated Yogi on Instagram. Elevated Yogi on YouTube. I just dropped a free video. It's a yoga basics video, so
we'll
just like a little beginner flow. If you want to go on YouTube, search Elevated Yogi, go check us out. We also have some audio classes I'm dropping for people because everybody can't make it to yoga. You got some people are in the hospital, some people are a lot older, they can't actually make it to the studio. So in the future we're going to do a lot more audio classes, a lot more video classes, and just make yoga accessible to everybody and show everybody the benefits.
Yeah, sorry
about
that.
Can I just say I'm proud of you, Leonard?
Oh, yeah, I'm for
hell
sure.
Yeah,
I'm
hell yeah. I like it.
Right,
I like
right,
it.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Hey, but last but not least, can I give one more shout out?
Yeah, one more shout out.
JO Investments. It's on Instagram, too. Follow that.
Yeah.
Hey, we do commodities. We do a lot of different things. We might look like this.
Nah, y'all look great.
Right. We can sell it. We sell a lot of different things.
Okay, nice.
Corn, everything.
Okay.
I want one. I'm going to show you a picture.
Don't lick that tongue out. All right. So thank you so much for tuning in. And we are
Closet Conversations.
Thanks for listening.
Not next Tuesday, the Tuesday after.
God
bless.
God bless.
Happy 420.
420.
Are we serious about